Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys to talk about the big win over Detroit. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning, man. How morning. Are y'all doing?
Morning.
Good. Good. We're having a good morning here in Cowboy Land.
You bet. And
we got us a victory, and we're celebrating. We got quite a team on our hands here. You like that Micah freaking Parsons?
He's amazing.
It's amazing.
He is something else. That's why I call this defense the missing Parsons report. Because he's so good on the defensive defense. It makes no sense, but see, it plays on his name.
How about Micah and the Miracles?
Micah and the Maga.
I know you like Miracles.
I love that. Micah and the Maga. I love it. That's a good one. Boy, Dak dodged a few bullets, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And that game had several bad throws, but that's just rust. Just a little rust.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Rust is bad for quarterbacks and cinematographers.
Okay.
Indeed. But Dak did play well enough. He did play well enough. He basically played like Cooper Rush when you think about it.
Kind of.
Several good throws, several bad throws, several lucky non-interceptions, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I pay Dak $45 million a year, and I pay Cooper $12 an hour.
That's about right.
And that's game time wages. It's $10 an hour for just carrying the clipboard during practice. Cooper works on scale. See?
I didn't know you could do that in the NFL. But
I think this game proves one thing. We are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know about
boy.
That.
Any team that has as many lucky breaks as we do, despite their own iffy playing, means that Zeus and Athena, they want the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl and win.
You think?
So this is the hand of the gods that's guiding this team.
Hmm. Hey, it is the first time since the Super Bowl year where you've started the season back-to-back years, at least 5-2.
What do you think about that? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of sounds like Super Bowl years.
5 turnovers in one half in that game.
Yep.
First time we've done that since Super Bowl days.
Yeah.
That 5-2 start you mentioned, first time we've done that since 95.
Yeah.
Starting to look like the mid-90s all over again, baby.
Well.
Let's get that White House booty call stabbing cabin up and running again.
No, don't go there again.
Let's get this, get up some of that Dennis Padini cocaine flowing and some pre-Me Too era lovemaking going on. Let's do it.
No.
I'm ready. I am ready. And if I were you, if I was a Cowboy fan, I think I might place a strategic bet on the Cowboys going all the way this year.
Okay.
Now, I know not every fan is as rich as me and can't place a huge bet, but just be smart. Just put $1 or $2 million on the Cowboys hosting that trophy come Super Bowl time.
You are not supposed to be betting on sports, let alone the NFL and your own team.
Well, no, this is just a Cowboy fan. I'm recommending they put $1 or $2 million on the Cowboys.
Well, not every Cowboy fan has that kind of cash.
That way, if you lose, it's not something that breaks you, you know.
Well, I think that would more than break everybody.
Hey, any team that's lucky enough to win 4 games with Cooper Rush has been chosen by God.
Maybe this year will be different.
Let me ask you a question. Did they not mention the artwork? Is that true?
That is true, as far as what I saw yesterday.
All right. Well, then that I have an under-the-table deal that they have to mention that artwork. Because it just pisses Gene off when they don't. And yesterday, Gene was giving me hell.
Yeah.
Giving me hell. She tore up our house. She was so pissed they didn't mention that artwork. She was throwing stuff around. She threw one of my Lombardi trophies and shattered my display of the Elephant Man's bones. She tore up 7 of my Dead Sea Scrolls, tore them all to pieces.
Oh, wow, you have quite a collection.
And then wrote with a Sharpie, "Jerry sucks," on 12 others.
Wow.
Well, they can't mention it every week, can they?
Yeah, well, they sure can. What is it? What's it to them? It takes, you know, 12 seconds to mention it. And that gives me a little bit of marital freedom for the rest of the week, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, now, think about it. This week they didn't mention it, so now I won't be able to operate Uncle Jerry's mammogram clinic in the bathroom of local steakhouse.
You don't need to be doing that anyway.
Did did you see where I apologized for the language I used toward Robert Kraft?
Yes, and you probably should.
I can't believe I had to apologize for that language that I basically use every night at the dinner table during the opening prayer.
Oh, no.
God. And for some reason now, I mean, just because Beto is turning America into a cuck den,
all right,
look. I've got to publicly apologize.
We're going to cut you off right there.
There's a world coming to here.
What? Daddy, will you take me to get me some of that rainbow fentanyl?
Hold on, Jerry Jr.'s asking me for something I got to attend to.
What, a rainbow fentanyl?
good morning.
Morning. We'll see you. There goes Jerry. He's got
his
hands full.
Why is he asking for that?
I don't know.